This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We want to know that other people think our spouses are attractive.
Sure,
right?
Sure.
You're walking around with that person on your arm.
Mm-hmm.
It's a compliment to know that this person who is in demand with other people chose you and only you.
Okay.
However, there is a line that can be crossed. A simple word or a sentence said the wrong way that can totally change how you feel about an interaction with someone telling you who's with you is beautiful.
Oh.
That being said, someone in this room...
Mm-hmm.
You don't really know how to feel right now? Like, do you know how you feel?
I didn't know how to react because I've never experienced this before.
Okay, because on one hand, the man she's spending the rest of her life with, he is in demand. Damn, blah! But on the other hand, this woman, Kimmy, may have been insulted right to her face by a stranger.
So what was said?
You're hanging out in the break room, Ron's just Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. So Kimmy, what happened when you were out with your husband the other day?
So it was around like 5 or 6 o'clock. Mm. My husband had just gotten home and he was telling me, cause normally when he gets home, we take the dog out for like his, you know, dinner time walk.
Gotcha.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm a little nervous to go outside. He's like, there was a woman, we park in like a public parking lot. Like, there's a lot of businesses around. He goes, there was a woman outside. She was yelling at me as I went in. He's like, I didn't want to turn around and like figure out why she was yelling at me. She just thought this crazy woman was yelling at him. So I'm like, yeah, she's probably gone now. It's fine. So we go outside, take the dog out, and there's a woman sitting in the parking lot. And I don't know how old she is. She's probably maybe like pushing 50.
Okay.
But she's got a walker and she's sitting. It's one of those walkers you can sit in. And she's
it's the one you're going to get soon.
Yeah, right now I'm just using your mom.
And she's just posted up in the parking lot sitting in this walker. And my husband goes, oh my God, she's still there.
So crazy lady's still there.
Crazy lady's still there. And we're like, well, we'll walk by fast. Mm. It'll be fine.
Cool.
So we walk by and we figure out why she's yelling. Because she says to me, she goes, hey, you, are you his wife? And I said, yeah, that's my husband. She goes, you're a lucky wife.
Okay.
Your husband is hot. All you have a hot husband and you're a lucky wife. And I was so surprised that I didn't even know what to say. So I said, thank you.
Mm.
And we kept going on our way. But I was just, it was like a strange compliment.
Okay.
Because I didn't know what to say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was surprised. I was very shocked at the whole situation.
Okay, well, look, I mean, it's good to know that you have a hot husband.
Yeah,
I mean,
for sure.
Tommy's been saying this for years about your husband.
Right, no, it's coming true.
Okay. However, it's how she established that you two were together, which I find interesting. Because you assume, Tommy, when you see a man and a woman together, same age, they're together.
Yeah.
But this woman asked Kimmy if that was her husband.
Okay.
She believes Kimmy's husband is attractive.
Mm-hmm.
And could do better.
That's what I got from that.
Yeah.
I got the fact that she asked, she was surprised.
That you could nail a guy that good looking.
Must be.
Yeah.
No, that is.
That's right?
Yeah.
Okay. Right?
And, you know, a person of the street, they have a keen sense of what's going on. They could read people quickly.
Sure, yeah.
I don't know because if she was the street, if she was just waiting for her ride.
The way you describe it sounds like she's somebody that hangs out a lot of the street. Now, I'm not saying she's homeless. I'm just saying she's a street person. She's from the streets. And they have a keen sense. They can read people immediately.
Okay.
You know? And she said something was off there, to your point.
Yeah.
Like, they just know.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
Who's better looking, you or your husband?
My husband's a good-looking guy.
No. That's not the question I asked.
Better looking?
No, you know.
Are you a better-looking chick,
like,
or is she a better-looking man?
Even even like we you both you match with the somebody who's on the equal level.
Okay, question. When is the last time you were hit on in front of your husband?
I don't know if I've ever been hit on in front of my husband.
Are you going to PetSmart? Who's a good girl?
Who's a good kitty? Give me another question.
Right. Yeah.
When's the last time your husband was hit on in front of you or complimented on his looks in front of you other
than
this?
It was that last. Oh.
Before that.
I don't know.
Does it happen semi-regularly? Are there women that tell your husband he's handsome?
If it happens not in front of me.
Okay, gotcha.
But it, gotcha. I'm sure it happens.
Okay. When's the last time you were like told you were attractive, period? Like by a stranger?
I don't know, but it's happened.
I remember. You remember the last time, Tommy, for you. I mean, it sticks out in your head.
Yeah.
Kimmy doesn't remember the last time that it happened.
That she was told she was good looking?
Good looking.
Good looking.
Okay, so it's never happened in front of her husband. She can't remember the last time that
it happened.
It just never happened.
Because,
like, look, I don't know. And I granted, most women don't want that attention from strangers. I get that. But you would remember,
oh,
Kimmy.
Sure.
You cannot give me a moment.
No, but it's happened multiple times. I just can't think
so
of
much
specific.
I can't remember.
Oh, I'm so tired.
To all the men have loved me before.
Kimmy, your husband's better looking than you.
Okay. I'm fine with that. That's cool.
No,
why is that a bad
that's
thing?
Cool. That's cool.
No, but no, if you were fine with it, you would have said, my husband is better looking.
Because usually would say, and his lovely wife. Because usually that's how you would describe somebody in a non-creep form.
Sure, sure, sure.
Do you think she even gets that?
Have you said that?
About who?
Kimmy's husband and his lovely wife.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Okay, I've never said that before.
I was told not to lie.
I would have been insulted. If I was you in that situation, I would have taken
it. Oh, my God.
Insult.
It's Kimmy and his average wife. Hey, average.
In the moment, I was trying to be polite. I didn't know what to say. Like, I don't know what to say. You just say thank you and move on.
What else can you say?
Yeah. I don't know.
Say thank you.
I was surprised. It's just never happened before.
You're
not
like
in
a
that
human
way.
Bronze medal.
A human bronze medal.
Yeah. No, she's worse than that because you assume a bronze medal would be with an Olympian at some point. He's an Olympian. She's something that should be with him.
Oh, okay.
You know what she's like? What? She's a chili dog with an Olympian.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't expect to see a swimmer eat a chili dog.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
What? You guys are being awfully mean for two dudes who probably shouldn't have matched with their significant
others.
But
we know that. We're very openly admit that we are ugly men that have nice looking women.
There's a difference. Tommy, who's more attractive in your relationship?
It's a blowout,
man. Thank you. Okay, now go ahead.
What? Who's more attractive in your house?
My wife, obviously.
Yeah.
Okay, Kimmy.
Everything else.
Kimmy, who's more attractive in your relationship?
I told you. I think we're on an even playing field.
Yeah, there it is.
You think you're better looking, man.
No, I don't. I really don't.
You would have said
that. I honestly do not.
Listen, honey. I understand.
Listen, honey. My stupid shirt and blue socks with black shoes. You know better than that.
Listen, it's bitch voice the other day. I do things for a reason.
You look like a giant bruise. I'm disappointed in your wife for not helping you out this morning.
Oh, man, you touched a nerve, bro. You touched a nerve. 2226000. Kimmy, while on a walk with her husband the other day, her husband gets told that he's a very attractive man by this strange woman on the street. Then she looks at Kimmy, asks if it's Kimmy is his wife.
Yeah.
She goes, damn, you got a good looking husband. But the fact that the woman.
She said, you're a lucky wife.
Yes. Excuse me.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes it even worse.
Yeah, like
lucky
you lucked
to have
out.
Him. Oh.
Like you're banging a lottery ticket.
Okay. How far is too far when complimenting somebody?
Well, when it starts getting a little sexual.
Okay, is what that
like
woman's...
If body parts come into play.
So you don't think what that woman did should be, it was over the line
to
Kimmy's husband?
No, but if it started getting like into your, what would you look like, you know, then you get, when you start getting to that creep zone.
Okay. Because like, look, it feels good when you're told the person you chose or who chose you is good looking, right? Right. Men and women, we kind of whether or not you want to admit it, you look at your wife or girlfriend as property. Your girlfriend wife looks at you as property. That is mine, and mine is good looking. But all it takes is one wrong word, one wrong sentence, and that compliment is no longer a compliment. Now it's an indictment on me, like Kimmy has discovered.
Yeah.
Right? Or it's becoming apparent that this person talking about my lover has gone past complimentary stage and is now revealing to me how they feel a certain way.
Yeah, it's almost like the other person doesn't count.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. You're 100% right. Like, for example, your wife, Tommy, your wife. Is a beautiful woman.
Oh, thank you.
She is the epitome of class. So if I, if
until
we go
I walk
out,
into the room,
if I went out and we were together, we're all out hanging out. Yeah. I go to your wife. You look gorgeous. Mm. Would that bother you?
No, that's all right.
Okay. What if I just made like a noise?
Yeah, that's when you. That's. This is good times.
Dynamite!
Yeah, it's that's when it starts getting creepy.
But it's me.
Like if noises or even if it's you.
Even if it's me. If I went up to your wife and went dynamite, I spun around. That would bother you?
You go old J.J. Walker. Yeah, that would be weird. Okay. Yeah, that would bother me.
All right. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Could Tommy's wife say something about your husband that would bother you?
I don't think so.
Well, like, your wife is very complimentary.
Yes.
Very complimentary.
As a matter of fact, she told your husband about women that she knows, because they all both worked in the same school system for a while, that just thought he was so good looking.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it was over at my house.
Oh.
She was so they just think you are just so blah, 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 blah.
All right, Kimmy, let me run a hypothetical. Mm-hmm. Let's say Tommy's wife, we're all hanging out together, and she starts gushing over how handsome your husband is. She's going on and on and on.
All right.
Could there be a point where you would be bothered?
No.
Never.
I wouldn't bother. No.
What if she starts like touching his arm when she's talking? Oh my God, you are so handsome and you're so strong. Have you been in the gym? You look amazing.
So she did.
Dynamite!
She did compliment him. And then he bragged about how much he could bench to my wife, legit. Because she even said, oh, you work out. She goes, and he goes, yeah. And then he gave the number of how much weight he could bench. What do you do when you hang out with us? Go into a coma?
What am I going to do?
You turn into Pat's dad? You just go on complete life support?
But what am I going to do? Yell at your wife?
No. No.
I like your wife.
Of course, it's all innocent. Damn, dynamite.
Dynamite! 226,000 folks were waiting patiently on hold. Kimmy was told by a stranger that her husband was handsome.
No, he's fine. That boy's fine.
I love how you keep making it creepier somehow.
I'm a human bruise. What do you want from me?
Kimmy was told she was lucky to be with him, and the woman had to ask, is that your husband? Which tells us he's the more attractive in the relationship, although Kimmy refused to admit it. They're exactly equal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. Mm. Ryan's on CMF. Hey, Ryan, how are you, brother?
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, man. What's up?
So, exact equal is such crap. There, in every relationship, there is a reacher and a settler.
Ooh.
Every relationship.
Okay. All right.
Someone who is reaching for the person and someone who is settling down with the person that's less attractive.
Okay, so Kimmy, with that theory in mind.
Nobody knows which side they are in a relationship.
Hey, Ryan, are you the reacher in your relationship or are you the settler?
I'm the reacher, for sure.
Okay. Tommy, you the reacher or the settler?
Which is the bad one?
No, but that's the reacher.
Yeah, the reacher.
Okay, also the reacher. Kimmy, are you the reacher or the settler?
I don't think I'm the reacher.
So you're the settler. You settled.
No, I didn't settle.
Well, there's one or the other.
I don't think you have to be one or the other.
No, Ryan's totally right.
It's human nature. You got to have a ying and a busted.
Ryan, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I can't argue with that.
No, he's absolutely right.
Kimmy, is there another couple you've seen in your life?
Yes, that are... I know a total lot of equals. People that I look at them and I could not tell you which one settled, as Ryan said.
Oh, everyone.
Why you lie? You look at every relationship, you know who settled immediately.
Yeah, I can
but
walk into somebody's house
and figure
it out.
But you always assume it's the dude.
No, there's one I could think of where it's not.
Right.
One in particular where I could think the dude did not settle. I'm talking about you, silly.
Silly.
Due to 6,000, we're slammed with Ryan's.
Well, I can't say your brother, so.
What?
I don't want to make a joke.
Okay. I don't think anybody would
I can't say you're slammed with Ryan's.
Okay. Due to 6,000, let's talk to Ryan H. He's on CMF. Hey, Ryan H., how are you, buddy?
Good. How you doing, guys?
Good, man. What's up?
I've been listening for several years. I've been to several of your events.
Sorry
about
that.
You guys are jerks. Kimmy is beautiful inside and out.
Oh, Ryan, I know what I'm going to be doing this afternoon.
Oh, I love Kimmy so much. Kimmy's so pretty.
You knew this
was
coming,
Ryan. Wow, Kimmy.
Pretty.
I saw Kimmy live down at CMAC.
You know how she looked?
Why is that?
Dynamite! Ryan, you didn't really call the show to say how beautiful Kimmy is.
Not how beautiful, just that she's a good-looking girl.
Railed up perv.
No, look, Kimmy, very attractive. Kimmy's a very attractive woman. Yeah, uh-huh. Until she stands next to her husband, apparently. Ryan, any other compliments you want to bestow on Kimmy?
No, I'm good.
Okay, Ryan, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. She's so pretty.
Oh, I'm sorry. She's really pretty.
You go to prom with me, Kimmy?
You guys are the worst.
You guys want to go to prom? Shut up. Like, you don't crush
walking
us.
Walking around Batavia Downs or one of those things in her, like, CMF attire. She was smoking hot.
Don't you play victim here. Don't you dare play victim.
I saw you at Finger Lakes Casino. You're so pretty in your dungarees. And your Kano Mambo shirt.
Why doesn't anybody talk to me?
I don't know.
Let me ask you a question.
Everybody talks to you. Don't play the victim here.
Yeah, seriously. You crush both of us for the tiniest things.
Oh, my God. You pounce on us. And all we do is try to give you love.
Yeah, and we simply point out that you were in an awkward situation that you didn't know how to handle, and all of a sudden, you're human bruise. Yeah. Kimmy, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
When your spouse gets complimented, do you feel like you have to bring them back down to earth? And I ask this question exclusively for the ladies, because no man is stupid enough to look at their wife or girlfriend and tell them they're not as hot as that guy just said they were. Right.
No, I guess maybe like if he like kept talking about it, like if it was something that he brought up multiple times, that maybe I would say something.
Okay.
But I think he just kind of left it as it was.
Because like, I'll be honest with you, the rare occasion where a woman tells me that I'm attractive or even implies that.
Mm-hmm.
It goes right to my head.
We
and
know.
I will bring it up to my wife over and over and over again. But she's never knocked me back down to earth, which I want to respect that.
Right. Well, she's a class player.
Probably because she doesn't believe it happened.
No, it's happened in front of her like once.
Wow.
She was like walking up to me while it was happening.
Okay.
Saying, have you ever been?
No.
What do you mean no? Like, do you remember the last time you got like hit on by a woman?
Yes. And you know where it was.
Oh, I forgot about
that. Yes. Was I there?
Yep.
I was?
It was the worst way to get hit on in the history of getting hit
on. Did that person touch you?
Yep.
Okay.
Oh, she was loving, touching, squeezing.
Well, that part.
It was the creepiest, and it takes a lot, as you know, to creep me out.
Yes.
And I was out of words. Creeped out.
Well, you know what? I almost wonder if this actually happens to dudes more often, because women are more likely to touch you and like make you feel uncomfortable in those situations than a guy would to like your wife, right?
But what she said, man, was like off the charts disgusting.
No, we were all shocked by it. One, because a woman would say that. Two, because you were the subject of it.
Hey, listen, man, I'm not going to argue with you at any point there. I just wanted out of that goddamn Christmas party as fast as possible.
You still not?
Nope. I don't remember that.
And I can't say.
We walked right up to the line.
Yeah.
And we're going to take a step back.
As far as we can go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.